This is CliffCentral.com.
Well, Fubi, it's almost the end of a long day here at the Money Expo 2015.
We've talked money schools, entrepreneurs who have their own handbag business, venture capitalism, Ninth Capitals.
Exit-centric business.
Easy equities.
Yeah, I mean, we've had a really, really good day.
What a great lineup.
So let's end off on a high.
And pressure.
No pressure. Matsi Modise, welcome to Future CEOs. Would you just introduce who you are and what you do?
Okay, great. So I'm Matsi Modise. I'm the managing director of Simodisa, which is an industry organization established in 2013 to advocate, catalyze, and amplify the entrepreneurship ecosystem in South Africa.
Advocate.
Amplify. Catalyze.
We're getting some good stuff out
I love
here.
That. I'm writing that down.
But simply said, we just want to get more entrepreneurs in South Africa, more world-class entrepreneurs, focus on high growth, high impact, because okay. That's what we need as a country. We need job creators and not job seekers.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Well, it's great to have you. Thank you. Let's jump straight into the conversation. We've got a couple of questions. Here, let me start with this one. What are fundamental mistakes that you find entrepreneurs are making when it comes to money management? So we're here at the Money Expo 2015, and we want to talk money with you. What are the mistakes that these entrepreneurs are making?
I would say the ability to manage money. I mean, they're not experienced fund managers.
Sure.
You know, I mean, these are people that have an idea and they want to commercialize the idea, but there are different facets to being in business and running a sustainable business.
Yeah.
And part of being able to stretch a rand, you know, for a very long time is essential, and key decisions have to be made. So sometimes you have the gift of being able to actually be frugal, because as an entrepreneur, you have to be very lean. You know, you cannot have... You think that you're a startup and then you're looking for offices in Sandton.
And leather couches.
You want leather couches, personal assistants. Yeah. I think for the longest of times, you have to be extremely lean. You have to do everything, and yet you also need to live as a human being. So the ability for entrepreneurs to manage funds, sometimes that's a bit limited. And hence, mentorship is key. You know, and hence being able to be in an incubator or an accelerator would help, because people would give you insights on, well, you actually need to be very lean. No secretaries, you know, no fools and thrills. This is just, you have to be in the trenches.
So the mistakes that I hear you're talking through here are people are wasting money on the wrong things. Mm. Maybe image is a big thing. Perhaps also not balancing it correctly when it comes to lifestyle. Is that a good summation of what you're saying?
Yes, I think a lot of people fantasize about being entrepreneurs. Mm. I used to be in corporate. I used to be in banking. And, you know, it is a wonderful life. You don't have to worry about stationery. Somebody on Monday morning will make sure you have got stationery. You know, somebody will make sure that you've got comfortable chairs. You've got a boardroom. You've got, bottled water, everything else.
Yeah.
But, you know, when now people that come from, let's say, corporate South Africa want to be entrepreneurs, they expect the same level of life. You actually have to take a bit of a, you know, you have to
let's call
downgrade.
It a knock. A knock,
I'd say
yeah.
downgrade.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You have to downgrade your life. You probably need to sell your car. You probably need to live with your mother for a while. That's very unglamorous. That's very unsexy. And people have this perception of entrepreneurship being something else.
Mm.
It's not glamorous. It's not sexy. You have to take a bit of a knock.
Wow.
Okay. Harsh reality.
The brutal truth. It's okay. That's why we love you. So to what extent is the lack of capital really the issue when it comes to business failure?
Well, I think you could attribute, well, South Africa is in a very fortunate position that we actually do have money. I don't know if it's contrary to what everybody else has been saying, but
okay.
South Africa has money. It's just looking for the right deals to invest into.
Absolutely.
So entrepreneurs have a responsibility to ensure that they can be in the feet of or the shoes of funders when they're now approaching funders for money.
Is my business investable?
Am I willing to put all my money into this business? Ask yourself that question. And if you say yes, then, you know, perhaps you should be knocking at the doors of investors. But if you can't even yourself put your life savings into this particular business.
Money where your mouth is.
Exactly. So it's key for people to be able to know that South Africa does have money. Access to funding is not an issue South Africa has to deal with, but we need deals that we can invest into you know, that are going to make us money, because at the end of the day, it's a bottom line. Mm. It's a bottom line. People need to say that I'm going to get some returns out of this at the end of the day.
So in terms of the bottom line, what are three metrics that you would advise young entrepreneurs or small business owners to be looking at on an ongoing basis, daily or maybe every other day or even weekly?
I would say your costs. You know, okay. I think you need to be extremely and excessively lean in terms of your costs, your market, and the ability for your market to give you decent profits. You always need to be testing your market, because at the end of the day, it's about your market. If you have a market, people will actually give you money. Mm. You know, if you can prove that you do have a market that will see you over. And also, you need to test your market. Is this a market for today, or is it a market for, you know, the short term, midterm, and the long term?
Very nice.
And if it's not for the long term, you need to say, how am I going to innovate to ensure that my business is sustainable? And people, because at the end of the day, it's about value creation. You know, people will buy into value. If you're not providing any, there are a few people that have had products that are not adding value, but have made lots of money from that. But you, as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, you need to know that there is a value proposition to what I'm offering, and people, there are people that are willing to buy into this. Not my perceived value, it's what my market perceives as value.
Okay, so we said costs. We said, is the market able to provide the right profit, profit level, profit margin? Mm-hmm. One more,
I would say, I suppose seasonality as well. I mean, you need to look at the economy. I think that's one key thing, because 2 years ago, we didn't think that we're going to be having low levels of growth. You know, 2 years ago, we didn't think that the Chinese economy is tanking, and that is having adverse implications on emerging markets like ourselves, or mining economies like ourselves. So your ability to have your, you know, finger on what is happening, what is the pulse of the economy, what is happening globally. Now, next year, there's new leadership coming into America. How is that going to impact my business? So you have to be very aware
of you have
your,
to take all of those things in consideration? Just be a global citizen, basically.
Yes, especially if you're on a scale globally.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, if you look at China, as much as you might think that I'm not going to scale globally or nationally, but the impact of China on all these emerging economies is quite intense. You know, we'll only see the impact, you know, 3 months from now. But right now we know that it's happening. It's kind of, you know, ticking time bombs.
Okay.
Yeah.
In your experience, what foundational elements do winning or successful startups embrace?
What successful elements do they embrace?
Mm.
I would say the ability to know where they came from.
What do you mean by that?
Humility. I mean, just being humble enough to know that, you know, I started from nothing. And I would say success, a lot of successful people are not the ones that will be driving the Maseratis.
Although that could be the perception.
That
right?
could be the perception, but a lot of successful people are the ones that are wearing t-shirts, slops, and shorts. And, you know, they're very unassuming. So I believe that successful people need to have a sense of humility, knowing where they came from. And also, I don't know, I mean, I wouldn't want to be able to illustrate my wealth by just, you know, I just want people, I don't even want to be known when I'm successful. You know, people should just know that, yeah, she perhaps did build a school, but, you know, I shouldn't make too much noise by what I wear and what I drive. It's a function of she's made a lot of money and she's doing wonderful things in her community. You know, she's now on the other side, because right now I'm on the side of the entrepreneurs, the ones that are asking for money. But my success, or if I am successful, somebody who's successful, I'd like for them to be able to, now you're on the other side, you know that you have to enable those who used to be that person. Now give them that chance, give them that opportunity. You knew you had to
send
face
the elevator
investors.
Back down.
Send it back down.
Very
so
nice.
Humility and your ability to kind of send it back down and bring everybody else up.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. It's been a great day here at the MoneyWeb Money Expo 2015. We really have had some incredible insights. And I mean, Mati, you've really provided some great content for us here. We appreciate it.
You have to remind me, Simodisa Association, what are those three words again?
Oh, to catalyze.
Advocate.
Advocate and to amplify.
And I think that is the way we'll wrap up this segment. Mati, thank you very much for joining us on Future CEOs, and we will hopefully see you again soon in the future.
We love you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. CliffCentral.com.